This episode of the WDW Review is brought to you by all of our sponsors: MagicalMaraDesigns.com, Enchanted Rose Photography, the Theme Park Brothers YouTube channel, BuyAndSellDVC.com, and DVC-Rental.com. These great people and great sponsors have allowed the WDW Review to record nearly 200 episodes of family, fun, Disney entertainment. If you'd like to help support us as well, we do have a Patreon account at patreon.com/thedubs. We appreciate everyone's support, and frankly, we're honored and we're touched we've had such a warm reception. Again, that is patreon.com/thedubs. Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by a special guest. It's probably the farthest we've reached so far. I'm joined by Kevin Curtis Allen. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, Chris. Good, Chris. Yeah, all the way from the sunny Isle of Wight.
From the sunny Isle. So let's be honest. Right now, what time is it your time, Kevin?
10 past 2 in the morning.
10 past 2 in the morning. How did I get you to do this at 10 past 2 in the morning? What's wrong with me?
Well, I don't finish work till midnight, so it's not really that late.
Okay. Well, we've reached all the way to the sunny Isle of Wight. So, Kevin, you know what? We usually have trip reports, but the opportunity to talk to you today was really cool. We did a couple of things even before we came on the air, but I wanted to actually just talk to you about your Disney love. So, if you don't mind, this won't be a trip report. This is going to be a report on you from the Isle of Wight about Disney. Is that cool with you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay.
I'll give you one simple fact about the Isle of Wight then. The Isle of Wight would fit 4 times into Disney World property. That's how small the island is I live on.
Wow. Okay, I did not know that. I knew where it was at on a map, but I didn't know it was that small that it would fit 4 times the size.
22 miles to the furthest point left to right, or east to west, and north to south it's only 12 miles. Disney property is 44 square miles. It fit 4 times.
Okay.
Disney property is 44 square miles.
Are you talking about both Disneyland and Florida?
Disney World, the property they own in Disney World is 44 square miles.
Wow. Okay.
They've only developed about 6% of it or something like that. It's a very small amount that's been developed.
Well, let me get people up to speed on the relationship you and I have. So, you know, I've received...
Oh, do you have to?
Yeah, I do. I must. So they're like, why are these guys talking? So Kevin is one of the kindest, most friendly people I've gotten to know on this show. So offer me words of support and words of advice at odd times, because when I'm awake, he should be sleeping, and when I'm sleeping, he's awake. But send me these texts. And, you know, I've often thought to myself, how fortunate I am that my reach could go as far, and Peter's and Stacy's reach can go as far as the Isle of Wight and the United Kingdom. But what I really got a kick on is this winter, I received a package from Kevin in the mail, and it was completely unsolicited. Kevin, out of his own kindness, sent me some stuff from the Isle of Wight and from the United Kingdom, and he knows he has converted me to be one of the few Americans that actually enjoys Marmite. Isn't that right, Kevin?
Yeah, sort of. But that's not quite the full story, is it?
It isn't quite the full story. Tell me the story. Tell everyone the story.
Right. So I packaged up some stuff for Chris, and I packaged up some stuff for another podcaster.
Who? He's a friend.
For Kurt Stone from WDW, Geeking on WDW.
Yeah.
It was his 30th wedding anniversary, so I thought I'd send his wife, him and his wife, a card and a box of chocolates and a few other goods. And I packed it, so I thought, well, if I'm going to do one, I'll send some stuff to Chris as well, because we've just received a new Marmite and peanut butter in the UK. So I thought, I knew Chris liked peanut butter, so I thought I'd have a crack and send you some of that. So if I'm going to send you that, I might as well send you some Jammy Dodgers and some chocolate.
Some Thornton's chocolate, yeah,
some Thornton's chocolate. Some odd bits like that, anyway. So I package up these two packages, and I go off to the post office, and I put the wrong address on the wrong one. So you receive Kurt and Margita's wedding anniversary.
A very sweet wedding anniversary package. Gift was received by me. Okay.
And they received Marmite and all the other stuff I bought for you or sent to you. So, yeah, it's quite funny. I was initially quite annoyed with myself, and I'm still not allowed to go to the post office on my own unsupervised without a proper adult with me.
I could imagine your face when you saw my text saying, are you sure this is for me? I could only imagine. So, you know what? I really appreciated it. Let's describe. So this is going to be a Disney show, but in case you don't know, Kevin, describe what Marmite is for everybody who's listening that doesn't know what Marmite is.
Well, it's a yeast extract. It's actually a byproduct of brewing beer.
Okay. So
yeah, it's something that in the UK splits the population down the middle. There are lovers or haters. I mean, there are people that won't even be in the same room as it.
Correct.
And other people like me that will eat it off of a teaspoon. But it really splits people down the middle. And I find it quite amusing because obviously it's obviously a love it or hate it thing. And it doesn't matter whether you're from the UK or the US. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it.
It's true.
I just find it amusing.
So let me describe it to everyone. It's like, what is yeast extract? So when I first had it, I just took out a piece of bread, toasted it, and put it on there. And I got to be honest, it you know what? There's no way at first taste you could enjoy this. It's a very strong, salty taste. It's like putting like Lipton soup, but like a paste version of Lipton soup on your bread. It's that salty. So I thought to myself, there's no way I'm gonna be able to take this. And then, you know, strangely enough, you put it on with a little bit of butter, or you put it on with peanut butter, and you're like, okay, this is not so bad. And then in the third time, you're like, okay, this is not so bad. And before you know it, in the fourth and fifth time, you actually crave having that on your toast in the morning, or they also make it on like a chip seasoning or like a cashew seasoning. And I got to tell you that honestly, I find it to be really good, and I can't have peanut butter and my toast in the morning without having Marmite on it. So I may be one of the few Americans that can say that, but it's true, and I owe it all to Kevin. So thank you, buddy.
So I did send you some nice stuff as well, right?
Oh, you sent me a very nice anniversary gift, so I'm going to save that for a few years. All right. So let's get to the Disney part of the conversation. So tell us, how did a person from the Isle of Wight become a Disney fan? What's the story here?
Well, years ago when I was a young man, my dad used to like watching the natural history programs, and Walt Disney did some, and they were rerunning those in the UK back in the late 70s, early 80s. So that dates me. Okay. I'm in my 50s. So that's how I was first introduced to Walt Disney, not through cartoons, not through Mickey Mouse or anything like that, cool. Through his natural history programs. Then obviously you get the Lion King films and the films like that I watched when I was a bit older. Then I met my current wife and we got married in 94, and we were looking for somewhere to go on honeymoon, and Walt Disney World was a very popular destination, so that was the first time we came in 94.
Okay, where'd you stay? Walt Disney World. Where'd you stay then?
Well,
please don't say it was the Motel 6 down the road, Kevin. Please say it was your honeymoon and you splurged.
We stayed at Best Western on iDrive.
Okay, that's not so bad. It's better than I was imagining you were going to say. Okay.
I've said this before on the Geeking program. It's not there. They've knocked it down. They've redeveloped it. It's actually it's opposite the I can't think what it's called now, the Orlando Eye.
Okay.
It's opposite where the Orlando Eye is now. But yeah, we stayed there, but we came over for 3 weeks, and it was 16. I can remember I found out the receipt, it was £1,600. And we were getting $2.10 to the pound.
Wow.
At the time.
Okay.
So I can remember we were buying up stuff in the outlets like nobody's business.
Like it was nobody's business. Okay.
Yeah.
You probably felt like this is the cheapest place. Okay. Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah. We're now getting $1.25 to the pound.
Yeah.
So it makes things a lot more expensive. But yeah, we loved it when we got on honeymoon. It was just brilliant because we went to Universal, we went to SeaWorld, we done Gatorland.
Oh, I love Gatorland, you know that.
Which you just recently done. They're still doing the show the same.
Oh yeah, the Jumperoo show. I love it. Okay. So you're there for 3 weeks. Was she a Disney fan or were you just the Disney fan at that point?
At that point, I think we were both just casually interested.
Gotcha.
But we're not... I mean, although we live on an island, we're not beach people.
Okay.
So we'd... we'd done a one or two beach holidays before we were married, and we've been since to Africa on a safari. But we both really fell in love with Disney World and all that experience, you know. And then, of course... You know, a few years after being married, we started a family. So when the boys were old enough, we brought them. They've been 3 times. So we came the second time. We didn't come till 2007.
Okay.
We brought them because my youngest son was 5 and my eldest was 9.
Okay.
And we stayed on iDrive that time as well.
Okay. You said you stayed 3 weeks on your honeymoon, and I've heard of other people from the United Kingdom then stay for 2 weeks, and that's called a fortnight. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Two weeks is a fortnight. So is that common, a 2 week or a 3 week stay, or is that long?
No, a 2 or 3 week, we wouldn't do less than two. I've been watching some vlogs, and there's very few vlogs from the UK that come to the US and stay for less than 2 weeks. It's just the flights are so expensive. I mean, the flights for our holiday this coming year are exactly the same price as the whole holiday was in 94. They're £1,600.
Gotcha.
For just two of us this time again.
Okay.
So we're just coming on our own. But yeah, it's we get a lot of holiday. We get a lot of vacation time, which a lot of Americans don't get.
Yes.
I mean, I think I'd get just a little under 7 weeks paid holiday a year.
Okay. Yes, America, most of us do not get that, so that's a lot of time. Okay.
But to be fair, I work every public holiday, including Christmas.
Okay.
You know, or not every year, but on some rares I do. So that's included in all my holidays. So, yeah, I mean, I get a lot of holiday, but I get to choose when I have it rather than it be when there's a bank holiday in the UK in August, there's one bank holiday. We have spring bank holidays like you have President's Day, for instance.
Gotcha.
That sort of thing, you know. So yeah, but the British do get quite good amounts of holiday.
Okay. And you're coming up on a trip in the next few months, right? You're going back to Walt Disney World. When are you going there?
Well, we're going back. We fly in on the 17th of October. This will be our first DVC stay.
Oh, okay. So now you're not staying on the Best Western on iDrive anymore. You're moving on up. Okay.
We stayed the first time with the boys on iDrive in, I can't even remember the name of the hotel, for the first time with those. And then the second time we came back in 2009 with the boys, we stayed in a conference hotel on iDrive. And why am I blanking on it? Rosen Plaza. We stayed in the Rosen Plaza.
Okay.
They're one of those big V hotels.
Yeah.
Right opposite the Orange County
Gotcha.
Conference Center.
The Rosen Group has a lot of hotels in Orlando. The Rosen...
Yeah. There's the Rosen Plaza, and there's the Rosen Central, and they're both what I would call V hotels, which is two towers in a V shape.
Gotcha.
Then they're big ones. We stayed there, and that was a beautiful hotel. The mistake I made there, we came for 3 weeks. Mistake I made there, I could have stayed on site for the same money.
Oh, Kevin.
But it was in All-Stars movies.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on, then. I could make that argument as well, too, for staying at the Rosen over there, too, as well. So,
because that, I mean, it's a really nice hotel, that is.
Yes.
And then we came in 2012 with the boys for 3 weeks. I made the mistake, as it's turned out to be, of staying at Port Orleans Riverside for 3 weeks with free dining.
Well, hang on.
3 week park tickets.
Did you say the mistake?
Yes, because my wife won't stay off site anymore.
Oh, that's why. Now that's why you're now a DVC member. Gotcha. So you really threw the hook out there, and she bit, and now you're committed forever, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we arrived. I think we were doing a second day in Port Orleans. She turned around to me. We were walking along Sassagoula River, and she says, "You know, we're never staying offsite again."
Oh, good girl. Good girl. And you became poor.
We went from, from 2007 to 2012, we went the three times, and every time the price of it doubled.
Oh, boy. Okay. Which, yeah. I guess let's talk then. That's the point where you thought about and debated on becoming a DVC member, correct, at that point?
Well, no. What actually happened was, in 2012, we'd noticed my mum was suffering. There was obviously something not right. And my mum lives on the island, or lived on the island with us, close by. And we then realised she was suffering with Alzheimer's. So we cared for her from sort of 2012 up until she passed in 2017. So she'd been gone 2 years. Okay. So we had to take some time off of Disney. And when she passed away, I was left a sum of money and in inheritance. And I just thought to myself, I'm going to do something with this that's worthwhile. Now, my mum and dad were really big cruisers. They loved their cruisers, and they lived for their holidays. So I thought, well, what better than to invest the money in a holiday? So I looked at the DVC sites and realised I would struggle to afford to buy enough points. And then I found the resale market. So I bought 160 points at Saratoga Springs.
Okay.
Through B. Thaxton's, that happened.
Okay.
And that was a little over £11,000. And I mean, really, the way I look at it is I didn't spend that cash that was left to me. So all I've got to do is keep my maintenance going, and then that makes the hotel bill so much cheaper.
Yeah, great.
Really, all I've got is the maintenance on 160 points, which, you know, it's $1,000 a year, I think it is, something like that.
It's $6 and 40 cents a point. So you're looking at about $1,000, a little more. But okay, very good. You're going to need to add on points, though. If you're going for 2 or 3 weeks, you need more points pretty soon.
Yeah, well, you see, we got banked 2018 points, 2019 points. So we're staying, we're flying, we're staying 7 nights at Saratoga Springs. And then we've got a 4-night at Kadani Village, 1-bedroom with a savannah view. And then we've got 4 nights after that back at Saratoga for the end of the holiday. And then we come home. So we've got a 15-night one this coming October.
You know, I wasn't thinking of it the right way. Of course, you would take a trip only every second or third year. So you can bank and borrow your points. So 160 is really 480 points. So I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
The idea is to come every other year and bank and borrow.
Got you.
Because you can bank and borrow 3 years if you time it right.
Yes.
We're sort of in the middle. We've got one banked in, one we can use, and if we want to, got to use a year of September. So I could use next year's as well. So I could use, like you say, all 420 points if I wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. I'm a little bit under that, but quite a bit under that, actually, under the 300 and thing. But really, all my wife was, when I really haven't told the story well, because what happened was I did all of this with B. Thaxton without telling my wife.
Okay, I know the story, but no one else does. So tell me the story about buying it, because you were trying to keep this secret for a long time. Okay.
Well, the thing is I thought it'd be nice to do it as a surprise. So I contacted B when we found this contract, and the first contract was at Saratoga Springs for 175 points, and they bought that one back, and then another one came up for the 160, and we got that at the same sort of price, so that was fine. So I'm in Woodstock, where I used to grow up, where I grew up on the mainland, in a caravan, in a trailer,
okay,
that I used to own. I'm working off of a phone with very little reception on top of a washing machine in the laundry room of this campsite,
okay,
trying to go back and forth with Beth Axton with all the legal documents you have to send to buy a DVC contract.
Oh my gosh.
Because I have to go and do it. My wife thinks I'm the cleanest husband I've been. So I've been to the shower three times in a day because I'm trying to do these contracts back and forth and getting them photocopied and going into off to different places. But anyway, we got it all done. And when it was finally finished, I took my wife. We were over on the mainland for a day picking something up. And I got the contract and a certificate all made up, and we went into our favourite ice cream parlour on the Isle of Wight, in Southampton, sorry. And I said to her, "I've got something for you." And it was in a she keeps Pandora, you know, the Pandora bracelets. So I'd got her a little wallet. She said, "What's this?" And I opened it up, and it was the deed for the Saratoga Springs contract. And then I said to her, "Well, where's that?" And I said, "Well, it's right next to Disney Springs. You can walk to Disney Springs." That's fine. Is it as nice as Port Orleans? Yeah, it'd probably be a bit nicer than Port Orleans. That's fine, I don't care. And I was expecting her to be, you know, she's like, "I don't care. You know, as long as I can go and I'm on site, I don't care. Nice. There we stay." All right. So it worked out really good. So hopefully this time will be interesting to go for the first time, stay at Saratoga Springs for the first week. And then, like I said, I just wanted to do Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
Really at the end, but we couldn't get the last 4 days because that's over Halloween.
Okay.
So we booked the four over the weekend before Halloween, so that should be good over when we're doing the meetup. So yeah, should be good.
Nice. Let me ask you a few questions. What's your favorite park of the four parks there?
Oh, I'm hoping it's going to be Hollywood Studios when we go.
Okay, but what is your favorite park now? Which one would you say right now?
Magic Kingdom.
Okay. And why? I
love Magic Kingdom.
Why is that?
I think I love pirates. I like Space Mountain, and I really like Big Thunder Mountain. I've got an attachment now to Splash Mountain.
Okay.
Purely because a fellow podcaster passed away last year, and he was a big advocate of Splash Mountain, so I'll call his name as we go down that. But it will only be me because my wife won't ride any of these big rides.
No, she's not a rider. No,
no.
Okay.
She's a shopper.
What about Epcot? What do you think of World Showcase in Epcot? Tell me the truth.
Do you mean what do I think of the UK pavilion?
No, in general. Because you've said you've been to Africa, so you've traveled the world more than most people have. So what do you think of the World Showcase in Epcot?
Well, I spent quite a bit of time in France and Italy. The French pavilion's nice, and obviously the pastries and stuff like that are really good in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not keen on the UK pavilion.
Okay.
But it really needs an African pavilion, really, a proper African pavilion.
Gotcha.
But Africa is a continent, not, you know, as it's difficult to represent such. We went to Kenya, such different cultures, even within that country.
Yeah.
So it would be a difficult call. to do it as, and maybe in Australia as well, because Australia has got a lot to offer that could be, could make that really good. But we found that, that like everyone would go to, I mean, Mexico and other countries like that, I think, are well represented. But it's very difficult to explain, really get your head around. But I think the French ones, well, is probably one of the best.
Okay.
I'm not keen on the German. I think it's too, it's a little bit like the UK, it's too twee, is a phrase we use over here, which is sort of what you would think, what someone's thought of something. It's difficult. I can't, not really put it very
I got
well.
You. So a caricature of what the, yeah, what, yeah, what it would look
yeah.
like.
A caricature would be quite a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I spent a few years ago quite a bit of time in Germany as well, and they ain't in Lodehausen, mate.
Okay.
And they're not just eating sausage. So like, and that basically is the German pavilion, or certainly my memories. I haven't been there for 7 years, so it may have changed.
Okay. Let me ask you this. I'm going to name a few attractions, and I want you to give it a number. One being terrible, 10 being the best attraction at Walt Disney World. I'm going to list a few attractions, okay? You have to give me a number. So if it's good, you're going to say 10. If it's bad, it's a 1, 2, 3, something along those lines. Okay, Kevin? Let's start
right,
off.
Okay.
Here we go. Jungle Cruise.
Oh, Jungle Cruise is a 9.
A 9.
If you get the right captain, it's a fabulous ride.
Okay. You mentioned Pirates. Pirates.
Oh, Pirates is about a 9, yeah.
Okay.
I'm married to a redhead. So I'm
You're required to say that. You're required to yeah. say that. Okay.
But I some of the changes I like that they brought in Johnny Depp. Mm-hmm. I think that was a good move. I mean, I know some people are against that sort of thing, but I think you need to move the attractions along with time.
Gotcha.
Walt Disney said it's not a museum.
It isn't a museum. What about Haunted Mansion?
Not a patch on Paris. I'd say about a 6 or 7.
Oh.
You've been to Paris, haven't you?
I have, but it's been a long time, and I'm going back very soon, but I haven't been there for a long time.
They've just refurbed it, and I hope they haven't ruined it. It was... Haunted Mansion was brilliant in Paris, I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about It's a Small World? Will you go on that ride?
Yeah, oh yeah. It, you have to go on it, don't you?
Okay. What do you give
it? You have to go on it, but I'd give it about a 3, I think.
A 3, but you have to.
I think I'll bring the earplugs from the airplane.
Good idea. The silencing earplugs. Let's jump to Epcot. Spaceship Earth.
Yeah. I find it funny with that new, the narration now with...
Judi Dench?
Yeah, Dame Judi Dench.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My boys love it.
Okay.
It's got to be a 7, I suppose. My boys absolutely loved it. They love putting... They're making silly faces on the... At the end, on a little video at the end.
But I could tell you don't love it, do you? I could see you're a little hesitant in your voice. You don't love it as much as your boys do.
No. It's a museum piece. That's what bothers me about it.
Oh.
It does... It's... I mean, Steve Jobs, come on.
Okay.
We've moved on from that, you know? Where's the iPhone? Where's the modern technology?
Valid point.
That is the problem... That Epcot suffers with.
Got you. Valid point. What about Living with the Land?
Oh, got to be an 8.
Okay.
My wife, we love... And again, the boys love that, which is a really strange thing.
Okay.
My son will go on that before he would go on Soarin'.
Wow. We're going to skip Soarin'. How about Frozen Ever After?
Don't know.
You don't know?
I haven't been since 2012.
Okay. So that's going to be new to you. What about Maelstrom? What did you give Maelstrom?
I don't think we've done it.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever rode Maelstrom.
Okay, so this will be a new experience for you. How about Test Track?
Yeah. Test Track was down last time we were there. But yeah, I like the... So I haven't rode the new version because it was being refurbed at the time. So yeah, I'm looking forward to riding the new one. But yeah, I'd give it a 7 or an 8.
Okay.
It was good. It was. There wasn't nothing wrong with it in the first place. But it was suffering from being dated again.
It was dated. It's true. Animal Kingdom. The Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Everything Kenya should be.
Okay.
It's got to be an 8 or a 9. I mean, I've been through there and hardly seen any, but I've been through there and seen so much. And I spent 2 weeks in a fly squatting tent and didn't see half of what I see in one ride round. And that's what they're trying to represent.
Yeah. Expedition Everest.
Do you know, I went on there not long after. It's a brilliant ride. But it's pure... It's a shame that they can't get that Yeti to move again, but I think they'd have to pull it. I think they've got to pull it down to get it to work, haven't they? Yeah, no, it's a great roller coaster. It's got to be an 8.
Okay, let's jump to the studios. Tower of Terror.
Yeah, I love Tower of Terror. I did get my wife on it on her honeymoon. That was nearly a divorce, but yeah. No, I'd give that an 8.
Okay, you're giving again, a lot
the
of
Paris one's really good.
What ride or attraction would you give higher than an 8? Because you've given a lot of 8s. What would be a better one? And while you're thinking of your list, what's a worst one, Kevin?
I was going to say Manta.
From?
It's SeaWorld.
Okay. I was going to say, that's from across, you know, a couple miles up the road. Okay.
That is a roller coaster.
You pull some pretty heavy G's in that roller coaster. Your face gets pushed back there when you make that first loop.
There, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I did that after going to Sizzlers for an all-you-could-eat breakfast.
Oh my gosh!
And that was.
Oh my gosh!
It was a walk-on. Wow. And I've got to go and do it. And I suffered all day after.
What's the worst attraction? What is the one you dislike the most at Walt Disney World? Be honest. You're not going to hurt anybody's feelings. If you disliked an attraction, what would it be? For example, for me, Kevin, it's Aladdin. Not because of the attraction. Because of the wait. And the attraction is about 20 seconds long. It's Aladdin for me at the Magic Kingdom. I'm passing on that if I can get my hands... If I can do it.
Well, we've never done the Aladdin flying carpets.
Okay.
Or Dumbo. I know it's a photo opportunity, but it just seems an awful lot of investment for very little out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? You can go on those spinner rides. I can go on those spinner rides 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
We've got one. You know? We've got a simulator similar to Star Wars.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it only 2-3 miles from my house, so I can do that sort of thing here. So I don't really want to invest that sort of money in. I mean, obviously it's a holiday destination where I live, so mm-hmm. there's those sort of spinner rides, crazy golf, that sort of thing here. But yeah, I mean, funnily enough, if it was an attraction, probably the crazy golf at Disney. You'd call it mini golf, wouldn't you?
Oh, okay. Very good. What about in a park? Give me something in a park that you wouldn't like to go on, or that you'd pass. What have you been on that you would pass? Let's end with that, because I've kept this poor man awake now for till 2:30 in the morning. You're a Disney fan through and through if you can't find one.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything. I mean, I'm so tempted to say Country Bears Jamboree, but I'm going to get so much hate.
We're going to end this phone call right now, Kevin. I'm going to hang up on you right now. That's blasphemy. What are you doing to me? All right. Good. So let me ask you this. When you're going down there, you mentioned you're going to meet some people down there. What are you going to do when you're down in October? Who are you meeting up with?
Right. Well, are meeting up with all the geeks from the Geeking on Walt Disney World
okay.
podcast. So really, I'm meeting up with B Thaxton. So we have got to have a drink, me and B.
Okay. Be responsible. Be responsible with B. Sometimes those drinks end up being one or two or three. Oh, I'm just saying.
Not with me, they won't.
Okay.
I've got, apparently I'm doing a tour of the UK pavilion with some of the fellow geeks,
okay.
pointing out some of the irregularities and what's not quite
okay.
accurate.
Okay.
Like the fish and chips.
Okay.
We're meeting up on the 27th for a big meet-up at the Mexican Pavilion. I think there's about 30 plus people coming to that.
So this is a big meet-up for the Geeking on WDW podcast, right? Kurt?
Yeah, yeah.
Curtis, Lindsay Stone, and yeah. that crew is awesome. Just awesome.
Yeah. It all started with... it's our 25th wedding anniversary this year, and we wanted to go back on our own. So now we've got these DVC points, we decided that we were going to come over and have like a second honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned it to Kurt and that, and they said, well, you know, if you go, what sort of time thinking of going? And I said, well, I really want to do over Halloween. So we arranged to come over sort of that sort of period, and they picked the weekend before Halloween. I know quite a few people are coming down for that weekend. I think Kurt and Margita, Auntie Judy, are coming down for a week. So they come down on the Saturday through to the following Saturday, from the 26th to the 2nd of November, I suppose. And so we're going to be there for a week with those, and then we've got a week before where we'll just be on our own, just to get done whatever we can do, you know.
Nice.
We're only doing Disney this time. We're not going to do any other.
Okay.
We're just going to stay in Disney, do a little bit of the parks on our own, and then mix with the geeking squad over the weekend, hopefully.
Okay, so I know, Kevin, you have. If you are new to listening to the WW Review, we are not protective of our show. We don't pretend like we're the only podcast in town. There's a lot of podcasts that have come before us, and there's a lot of podcasts that have started up after us. Curtis Stone hosts this show with his daughter, and it's a family-oriented show. They have nearly 300 episodes out. It's called Geekin' on WDW, so check it out. Kurt's a great guy. I couldn't recommend it enough. And once you've reached the point where you've done more than 100 shows, that's congratulations. 200, 300, I mean, these are big numbers. You don't understand the effort it takes to put on a show. And to have that many people come to your meetup, that's just a fantastic thing. And to have you, Kevin, there with them, that's even better. So congratulations to Kurt. If you've not listened to their show, give them a listen. Kurt's really good. And again, it's family friendly. It's done by a family. So, you know, I've checked it out before. I'm a regular listener. So, I encourage you guys as well to check that out. Kevin, if anyone wanted to ask you questions, how could they contact you? Do you have any social media addresses, Facebooks, Instagrams? What do you have?
Well, I hang out sometimes in this group called Edcot.
Edcot?
I'm around in there.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, obviously, I'm on Facebook. There's not a lot of Kevin Curtis Allens around, so I'm not hard to find.
Put the hyphen between the Curtis and the Allen, by the way. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's it. I don't do Twitter.
Okay.
Although I have an account, but I don't do Twitter. I throw a few things on Instagram once in a while, but I don't know what my Instagram is. But yeah, Facebook's probably a place. Edcot, I'm in that group. I got in there quite early on, I think.
You did. And if you're a friend of Kevin's on Facebook, you'll see some live videos periodically where Kevin will just walk around the island and take videos. And, you know, even though to him it seems like it's just every day, when you live in Chicago like I do, Kevin, when I have a chance to walk through the Isle of Wight, I love watching your videos because it brings me on like a miniature vacation. So just know I'm paying attention and I'm watching, even though you don't think I am. I'm watching you by the seaside. So I just want you to know that.
Yeah, I had a serious leg break. This is what's so wonderful about the Geeking family was I was a runner.
Marathon runner.
Yeah, I used to do a bit. In my younger days, I run my first marathon at age 14, but that's a long, long, long time ago. But I was in training for the half marathon for Disneyland Paris, and I had a little bit of an accident, and I broke my femur.
Okay.
And a lot of that walking is purely to try and get this damaged leg that's been operated on 3 times, and I've had a lot of problems with the metalwork inside it.
Gotcha.
So that's why a lot of those videos are out there, because I was just purely getting out, trying to walk, and you know, trying to get some strength back up, build up some of the muscle that I lost.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Peter explained better, but I've got pins in just above my knee, and pins up in my right up in my groin. So like, you know, it needs exercising. So that's why I'm out, really. And I was bored because no one came with me. So I did a few videos, a few live streams and stuff.
And people did come along with you. You just didn't know it. And they were coming along from 3,000 miles away. So
Or I suppose you might see me out when my son likes to have a bonfire and toast marshmallows. I sometimes live stream that as well.
Or concerts. I see you at concerts seemingly constantly too, Kevin.
Yeah, well, if anybody has heard of the Isle of Wight Festival, my house is 300 metres from the main stage. What's that in yards? 400 yards?
Okay.
So I've seen people like Rod Stewart. I've seen Paul McCartney over there. I've seen Pink over there. I've seen Beastie Boys. I've seen...
Madness.
Madness. Well, Madness. Oh, I miss Madness this year. I'm at work. Don't rub that in. So I've seen a lot of them. Because we live so close, I get a couple of tickets. So, I go over there every year. So, yeah, that's what we're most famous for in the Isle of Wight. That and Cowes Week, which is a big sailing regatta. So they're the only two things, if you Google the Isle of Wight, that will come up.
Nice. All right, Kevin, I want to let you go and get some shut-eye and get some sleep here. I've kept you on the phone too long. So if you got any questions for Kevin, Curtis-Allen, join EDCOT. You can also find Kevin there as well, too. And again, he's about one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. So,
oh, yeah, right.
For my buddy Kevin and for myself, I'd like to wish you a great day. If you could go to your podcast host of choice, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever it would be, and leave us a review, we would greatly appreciate that. But again, for my buddy Kevin, for myself, have a great day.
Have a great day, guys.